You're connected to CNN Network.
So about 8 I'm starting listening.
Currently connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network.
A-C-H-O-W.
Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network.
There you are. Yeah, I don't have a simplex in this radio. I really got to update this radio. Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely need to do something with you. Yeah, it's sending me up to Gratiot Avenue, so. Yeah, Gratiot Avenue to Bauman, B-A-U-M-A-N, turn left. This is a sign of this Columbus County Park. And take that right up to the park. You cross over the railroad tracks, and the entrance is to your left, and just follow it all the way up to the main building. Okay, did you bring your doggy? Yep, we have three. We have Sophie, and we have Eddie and his wife. She looks like a Dalmatian. And then we have Stella. So we got three doggies with us today. WAD. Yeah, well, Stella gets honorable mention because she's a Puerto Rican rescue dog. Gotcha. All right, I'm going to say, I'll see you when you get here. I got to pull this cart full of dog food, and this thing's heavy as beans. All right, call me when you're available. We're heading towards Richmond. Okay, I'll call you in a minute. ACKGO. The other thing, if we wanted to, we could have the Richmond repeater pulled from the network, use it as a standalone. Yeah, we could do that too.
But how would I alert?
There he is. Good morning.
Good morning, KFAS.
We're going to a dog rescue walk.
Well, that sounds like fun. Should be humid, though.
Grab your lovable little fuzzball and head up here.
Is but dog is not socialized. Like, bark at everybody. She's barking at me. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like kids. They're fighting over who's in charge.
Are you guys going on the Macomb Orchard Trail?
Somewhere in Columbus, I think. What was the name of it? Columbus Park.
Ah, okay. Well, enjoy. I might have gone if I knew about it, but no, I got some plans today, so. So enjoy. It's a good day out there. Enjoy the warm weather and stuff. I'll be listening. Hey, I'll be there.
My wife has got all her running stuff on. She's going to win.
We're not running.
Oh, she's not running. She's walking, but she is doing the 5K. WD.
Very good. Talk to you later. Enjoy. Can't be done.
Pulling in now, Tom. WD.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
WABD. KKKKL. WABD.
NAWRO, I hear you, Wally.
WAPD.
Yeah, definitely got you over here, NAWRO.
Okay, we need you. We'll call you here.
Understood. I'll be listening. Have a good walk.
Yeah, I'm not going to carry the APX. It's too heavy.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. All right. Have a safe one.
WABD.
NAWRO.
I've done enough 40-ounce curls in my life to be able to curl a APX. Come on. Get with the program. WARCY. Everybody have a wonderful day. Beautiful day to be out for sure.
Yeah, we're doing this big walk, and I just did some carry a little bitty XPR with a little bitty battery than a APX.
Connected to CMN Network.
I think it's the 7000 that's got the longer frame. And then you get that extended battery on there. Yeah, it's like doing 240-ounce curls. I get it. I just thought I'd razz you. Enjoy your day. W8RCY.
Take care, dude. WAD.
Okay.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KE8VFI, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good afternoon. What's shaking?
Oh, not a lot. I finally convinced myself or got myself motivated to get off my butt at 10 o'clock to mow the lawn. Had to take a break. It's running real hot. I was. Got that done. Now I'm heading to Stony Creek through the lark, probably just for an hour or so. Getting out on this beautiful day. I'm still running hot though, so probably won't be there long. How are you doing, and how was Marcus the other day?
Marcus was fine. A little disappointing. They got my wife's order wrong and that, but it was no big deal. In the end, she didn't care. I mean, I wish she would have complained, but she didn't. Not complain, but just asked for the right thing. They brought her the wrong thing out. But we went somewhere much nicer the other night. We went to the Clausen Steakhouse, so made up for it.
All righty, very good. Yeah, it's a bummer because you didn't get what you wanted, but you're uncomfortable wanting to correct it. Although, you know, that's just a social thing. I'm the same way. But, the Steakhouse Clausen there, that's some good stuff there. You can't go wrong, for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was all good. She ordered stuffed peppers, and we went there for the pierogies. We took some home, but we ended up getting something different while we were actually there, and she wanted stuffed pepper, and they brought her stuffed cabbage, which I told her to mention it, and I did. And the waitress was like, let me take care of that, let me take care of that. And she was like, no, I'm fine, this is fine, so. But then she didn't eat all of it, so there you go. But that could have just been useful, who knows.
Yep, all righty. So, KZHG's lawnmower died. I was going to go help him with that, but he's taking a break from it, told me just to go to the lark. So we'll see what happens with that. Got mine cut, so that's getting out of the way. Should have done it on Friday, but oh well.
Well, all this small engine talk, lawnmowers and whatnot, I know you've made the transition to electric, but if you haven't, let me put it this way, okay? Make sure you're the only one listening. I think there's going to be a serious, serious run on engine oil. If you need to get an oil change, get it done sooner rather than later. And if you need to stock a box, now is probably not a bad time to check the supply in the garage.
Oh, yeah, that could well be. My mower's electric, and the cars are, I mean, you do them when you do them. I kick it in for that, so I would just end up paying extraordinary prices. Dave's mower, he's got a John Deere riding mower, so we're going to get that running first. But, yeah, we'll see. That could well be a thing.
Well, I've got some reliable inside information that it's going to be a thing, so. You know, you never know for sure, but the stars are aligning for a serious issue. So, just telling you, if you need to get one, probably now a good time to get an oil change. So, just saying.
Yep. In other news, finally got my Arrow UHF VHF Yagi satellite antenna. Came a month later, more than that, I think, even. And then, of course, finally delivery date was yesterday, and it didn't come till 8:30 at night. So anyway, I got it assembled. I got it mounted to my used rotator that I bought broken and fixed. And it's just sitting there now. I still got to run coax and a radio to it and take it for a dry run. And then hopefully make some contacts on some birds. KE8VSI.
Well, there you go. That sounds fun. Yeah, I know you were waiting on that. So that'll be fun to see how that works for you. Is that a computerized controlled thing with a rotor, or is that just all hand?
It's got a hand controller, but you can USB it to the computer or iPad or whatever and run it. That's the way I'll be doing it. Just, you know, point and click and have it follow whatever you're wanting it to follow.
All right, so it's got the full computer control. Cool. Yeah, that's the cool part. You know, so you can, it can calculate that all out for you. Otherwise, it's you gotta make a pretty good guess.
Right. Hold on. Tough turn here. Whee! I've used Captain Don's by hand, and my arm gets tired real quick. And then, of course, you're not as accurate and all that sort of thing. So, and I've always wanted this particular setup. It just took a while to get all the pieces put together. So I'm excited. It should be good.
Yep. I'll be curious to see how you like it. That's one thing I haven't monkeyed with much. I think I made one contact a long, long time ago. The first satellite capable rig I ever had, and it was an old Yaesu, like a 726 or a 736 or a 767, I can't remember which one, but it would have been the 767, I'm guessing, and used that. I think that's what it was, and it worked. I went cool, and then I haven't been back to it, and no reason in particular, just it's a lot of setup.
Yeah, it's interesting to me, and yes, it is a lot of setup. But once I got that outdoor antenna, then I got the 9700, I'm able to do, you know, space station voice contacts relatively easy. And there's another satellite I can do FT4 on relatively easy with that. But that's about it. The rest I would need directional antenna for. So I'm excited. Should be good. Maybe get some sideband in on one of those or something. I don't know. It's yet to be determined. Anyway, pulling up to the booth, I'll be back at KE8VSI.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of still tweaking on the website, so I'm going to get back to that. Have fun. W8FU.
All right, got through pretty quick. All right, let you get to what you're doing. Nice chatting. I'll probably shout out again when I'm leaving. KE8VSI.
W880 Mobile.
Well, how'd you do, NAWRO?
I easily did the mile. Wasn't a problem. But the dog, not so much. So she was done. Marion and Tom did the 5K. I'll say this on the air. Marion smoked him. So, by probably 40 places. So, but it was good. It was a good time. Won some sort of doggy basket thing with all sorts of doggy toys and treats in it and stuff like that. So, that was good about it, too. And, whatever. I got a medal on my chest. So, I feel like I'm the kid that was the worst kid on the team and got the participation medal.
I did a mile, and that's pretty good. Melissa did a mile,
Marion Smoked Meat, Brad, GQ, and Big Mike, and Rachel, and Darren, and Sophie.
Well, that doesn't surprise me too much. So was it just on the north side of the river there in that one section of the park? Go ahead, Wally.
I'm not sure where we were. I'm going to leave Tom answer that question. Tom?
Yeah, it was on the north park. You walk past the train trestle, walk along the river, then go up and go around and come back the same way.
And then to do the whole thing, how long did that take? I mean, you had to go around twice or more? Or is it longer than I think, I guess? Go to Tom and then Wally.
Depending on how fast you are, it was 3.4 miles. And my co-worker did it in an hour and 3 minutes.
And then there was some young lady there that could really run. And she beat us on the mile. She did the 5K by the time that I did the mile, and she could fly. She got first place, of course, but I was surprised how well she did. And you remember Officer Ray from Richmond, Tom?
I believe so.
No, I'm sorry, Tim.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, his wife was there. We met her. She's a runner, too. She did, like, 8th place.
Well, I'll tell you, that's good for all of you. I mean, we had a good weather this morning, that's for sure. So, all righty. Tom, you're getting a little crunchy, but perfectly readable. Go ahead, Tom.
It's pulling in front of the house, so of course I'll be a little bit crunchy. Gotta get in all these gifts that we won and then let the dog in. And then we're heading down to Easter Market.
I'll be back and gonna run in here to Weiss's and grab some pork chops for dinner tonight and cook them on the grill later.
I stepped on you a little bit there, Wally, but I caught it. So you have a good one as well. You as well, Tom. NAWRO, I'll be clear but listening.
I'll be back as soon as I'm done grabbing supplies for the day. WAVD.
All right. Well, talk soon.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
WRO, WAVD.
KFA, GBB, monitoring.
Testing. 1, 2. 3, 4.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8GBB monitoring.
Kill Delta 8, Sheriff Foxstar Zulu, listening.
KF8GBB, is that KF8 Kilo Delta Zulu?
I think you were trying to call back to me. It's Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Foxtrot Zulu.
Roger that. Yeah, I didn't know if you were waiting for someone in particular or not. The name's Andy.
Nope, not at all. I'm just was wondering if the young man I talked to yesterday was out of school yet. Today's Sunday, and there's no school, and my brain's not working right, but, you know, that's how it goes.
My daughter's youth soccer game, and turned on the radio to see what was happening out here.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do, too. Only I carry five of them.
What's your favorite one?
It actually depends on what I'm doing. If I'm doing PMR, it's my DM32. If I'm doing 2m440, it's my DM1701. And if it's straight 2m440 or TMRS, it's my my UV32 or my TID-H3.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm on mobile. I got a Yaesu FTM-510, and I enjoy it very much. Doesn't do DMR, but it gets that C4 FM network, which is nice when you can find it.
I'm in the process of getting V-Star, All-Star, and I already have YSF and NXDN, but I want to get the C4 FM and the V-Star and the All-Star.
Yeah, the C4 FM is the only digital that I've had experience with yet, and it's pretty good. And if you can get, you know, to a Wires X node, then that'll link up all over the world, which is pretty fun too. But you gotta be either have a node or be a repeater that is a node. KF8GBB.
Yeah, QSO, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if you check, starts with an R. Oh, repeater book. You can find quite a few of them around here.
Yeah, my QTH is over by Byron, and the nearest one to me is in Owasso, which I can reach, which is nice. But I know this CFM or CMU network, I can't remember which. I know it goes all over, though. Where about you from?
I'm on 13 in Utica.
Yeah, very nice. I'm familiar with the area.
I live in those apartments on the...
where the job site is, which means all over
the north,
lower Michigan.
Side of 13 miles.
I've worked everywhere. Definitely done a lot of work out by Utica.
East of Utica. You know, there's a new young ham out here. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Juliet Hotel. Young man lives down the street from me, just became a new ham that actually listens on this frequency.
Yeah, I think the repeater cut you off there, sir, or somebody was checking in. Go ahead.
I was just saying that we have a new ham Zulu, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Juliet, hold. His name is Greg, and he was right down the street from me. Just found out yesterday he finally got his license, so that's what I was actually looking for.
This is KF8GBB. Yeah, very nice. I'm a relatively new ham myself, just in March. I got my technician and then went back and did the general a month later, so still getting my feet wet as well.
You got a cell phone or a tablet?
Yes, sir.
Joystar app. It lets you do DMR, NDSN, YSF, and a few other different digital modes right from your phone or tablet.
Now, does that require you hooking the radio up to the computer? How does that connection work?
Actually, you use your phone or your tablet as the radio.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, I will look that up. Thank you for the recommendation.
It's all digital mode. It's not analog at all.
Well, Sarah, it's been nice chatting with you. I'm approaching my destination, so I'll sign off and leave the air clear. Hopefully your buddy picks up soon. This is KF8GBB, 73 to you, sir.
3Q, I hope you have a super rest of the day because it's gorgeous out here. And I hope you have a blessed holiday coming up.
3Q. Connected to CMN Network.
Zero Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Juliet Hotel, KB8SF10.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is QO Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec, anyone else?
Connected to CMN Network.
Not too many people around here today. Oh.
Hey, Echo, call back.
No, I'll try it.
Thank you.
Tokyo, Delta 8, Sierra Foxtrot 2, listening. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Juliet Hotel. Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Foxtrot 2.
Kilo Foxtrot. Do we have a net later today on this channel by any chance?
N8WRO, no Darren, no net as far as I know.
Thank you, Kilo Foxtrot.
Seemed like crazy. There were only about half your words came through, and they weren't even complete words. But, as Tim said, there's no net today. There also will not be one on May 24th because of the Memorial Day holiday.
WFU, KP here.
Yo.
Back in town.
Define in town. Still ways out or right, getting close to home.
Yeah, I'm on the expressway in Southfield.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you're in the hood, so there you go. Anyhow, I was just getting ready to head out for a pickup a carryout, so I'm going to get to that. I'll catch you from the mobile in a few.
WFU. Okay, yeah, I was definitely trying to have that DMR conversation. You were saying something about connected or something, and I never did get the gist of it. So I know you made some changes, and I'm assuming that my repeater's not connected. Is that what the gist of the message is?
Yeah, that's correct. You're a spell off the network, and if it's got an, and I don't know why. And it hasn't reestablished. Now, it could have been me playing around. I've been bumping things. But usually you connect back up. Anyhow, I've sent you the credentials to hook back up. You have to, it's a private node we connect to now, and you'll have to define it in your repeater config. And then you should be able to hook right up. But I've been debating changing that, so... So there is that, but I should have sent you the instructions for how get back on correctly now, at least for now.
Yeah, I won't have time today to mess with it. Can I still connect with the old way? Because once I figure out why it dropped.
Oh yeah, there's no that's not going anywhere for, at least immediately. Going to leave the old stuff up and running until I'm fully sure everything is working on the new hub, and then I may never get rid of 43732, that, because it's published and that's kind of the face, so I may not, but the other ones will be going away, like private nodes connect now to 481002, and so 48412 will probably be going back to the pond, so... We'll see as time goes on, but you can just connect up to the, like you always did, no big deal.
All right, sounds good. All right, catch you later. Keep here.
All right, I'll catch you from the mobile shortly. WFU.
Still out and about, Phil? I guess not. WAFU.
KAPR, this is NECAF. I heard you loud and clear. You are definitely connected.
I just reconnected with the touch tones. I don't know why it fell off, but it did. Well, like I said, I was doing a lot of work on the hubs over the last couple of days. I could have kicked you, but you should have connected back up. So, but I'll just blame it on that.
I'll check it. I thought I had a cron job to reconnect every morning.
You might have been connected this morning. Like I said, I was doing a lot of work today as well, so I've been working on it pretty much nonstop in my whatever free time I got since Thursday or Friday.
Alrighty then. Alright. Anyway, I got close enough to home to do the touchstones, and it seemed to work.
So what I was trying to explain is right now I've got all the repeaters going to a private node, but because of that, they're all sheltered from reporting. And, people do like, to see the bubble chart with all the repeaters and all that. So I may change that. I may use one of my extended node numbers for the repeaters, and then I'll just whitelist or something and make sure no one connects up to there. So if you want to hold off until I figure that out so you don't have to change your scripts and crons and things like that, feel free to hold off. I'll try to make the decision today or tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'm just about home. I'm 2 minutes away. I started unloading everything. Say hello to the wifey, and then just unload everything. That'll be fun. All right, catch you later. KAPR.
Well, I think you came home with less than you left with, so should be easier to unload than it was to load. All right, we'll catch you later. I'll be around. WAFU.
Yeah, it's about a tie. All right, KPR.
NAWRO. WAFU.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you mention to Darren there was no net tonight. Is that because of the Dayton?
Yes, sir. Dayton for this Sunday and then next Sunday, Memorial Day. So two weekends off. And oddly enough, they didn't have one last Sunday either. So.
All right, no big deal. But I do have to reestablish my cron jobs. I don't have anything either connecting or disconnecting from the, it's all done by hand. So that's kind of like last thing on my list is to set up the crons to do all that stuff. Right now I'm kind of focusing on getting up a ham VoIP on a 2W, and I can't find my damn video cable for my 2Ws. So I can get it boot up. I want to get ham VoIP running on a 2W radioless with just for the broadcast of 5 feet. So that's going to be my next thing. And got to figure out why that my HOIP's not working all of a sudden. I haven't feeling the something to do with my request to have them change it, but I've verified the credentials and it's working, so I don't know. The fact that they haven't reached out to me to say that it's not working or they did it or something leads me to believe there's something funny going on. So those are my priorities right now, is to get HOIP working again and the Broadcastify switched over.
Yeah, I copy that. A lot of progress has been made, though, so that's good. Yeah, we're going to just use the Mecca for now. If there is a Skywarn right now, we're just using the Mecca, but we know we have the ability to do either, so appreciate it. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, anytime you guys fire up, if you want to disconnect MI-1 over here, and then connect up. You know, that's you have my blessings on that. So that way the you know, you can use the system and you won't be interfering with MyCon.
Yeah, understood. We'll of course be doing it for the Thursday nets as a regular thing. Not next Thursday because we have the in person, but then any pop up Skywarn nets, we'll have to figure out, you know, what Jeff wants with that and what Dave wants. But, yeah, appreciate it. It's once you look at it and you study it, it is pretty simple. So we'll be able to get it right. N-A-W-R-O.
Oh, yeah, it's just different. You know, we were using that Allmon 2, which, you know, you get used to that. And then, you know, then you bring in Allmon 3, and it's just got a different look and feel to it. So. Plus, I had all the MI-1 stuff on my particular Allmon 2, so I can do that still. I got to talk to Fred about that, but again, it's been I'm checking things off the list. All right, we'll catch you later. Thanks for the update. I was just curious when I heard you say that what was going on. It's an encouraging date, probably. I'm almost to the tacos. W8FU.
Sure thing. N-A-W-R-O. Clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Kill Delta 8, Sierra Foxtrot Zulu, listening.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Testing repeater for a check.
Currently connected to CMN Network.